Okay, we're up to the fourth Pedic in Baba Kama. Shesh Nogach Dalad Dehei. Flamed Vavam and Aleph. Says the Mishnah, Shesh Nogach Abba Vachamisha Shvorim Zeachazer. If one ox gored four or five cows, was excessively, and he's still a tam all the way through, how can he still be a tam all the way through? The simple pshat is that there were no edim who brought him to court until much later. However, Rashi has a different shot. Rashi says, Shosh Nogah Baruch HaMisha, Uvekulam Ha Yetam, he was a tam. The Mishtal Le Begufa, Yetam pays from itself. The Eichet Dami Haki remained a tam. V'ro Shoy V'loy Nogah. One Shoy he did gore, one he didn't. V'ro Shoy V'nogah, next one he did gore. V'achan Egich HaShniya Ro. Based upon me, then two times have he didn't. So there was not only was no mu'ed in a row, there was no mu'ed even in succession. The next three, two or three cows didn't go. That fill a muad in Serugin, even those were some later on as a muad for Serugin. Every other one, every alternative one, lucky you don't have that here either. The Shoyd and Nasa Muad, Elikain, only Nogach, Gimel, Gichas, Beshloisha, Shrogs in either succession, or you should like us in Nomad, or in a specific order, but not in succession. But Nasa Muad, the Serugin. The Heichad, the Serugin, Shavin, they're equal, Kirtan, the Kanpirkin, every third one or something, but not in this case. Yishalim. So back to your Mishnah, the din is that Yishalim Achishrem, the last one, gets first of all his half of money. If there's any left over, Yachz, the Shavon, the guy before him, gets it. Now, before we had a machlek, the Bishmal, Rabbi Kiva, whether the animal, as soon as it gores, according to Bishmal, is only a chayiv that the Mazik owes, still the Mazik's animal, and according to Rabbi Akiva, belongs now to the Nizik. So we're not going to, we're trying to understand the Gemara, why, who does this part of the Mishnah follow him? He says, it goes to the last guy. Why the last guy? Why not the first guy? If there's any leftover, go to the guy before him. Is left over again. Who benefits the most? The very last guy who was gored. Divrei Rav Meir. Says Rashi, Yishalim Chatzin Nezit, Chil Achren, you won't find him who his Achren is. Vim Yezwe Moshe Leftova Yachz Lefonov, Kol Chatzin Nizka, his Nezit, what is showing him, Absidu. Those each one gets reimbursed completely, and then you work your way back. Rav Shimon, okay, back to the Mishnah, Rav Shimon disagrees. Rav Shimon, I'm a Shoy Shavu Masayim, Shinogach, Le Shoy Shavu Masayim, the two animals equal value, $200. The ain't not available for Kulam, and the carcass is worthless, otherwise carcass is part payment, as we had in the previous Mishnah. Zen Noitel Mona, which all the way around. The first guy he gets his half, $100. Then Chaza, Vinogach, if the animal goes ahead and damages again, Shoy Rach, another Shoy Shavu Masayim, her Acher now, and because the first guy is a Shutif, we follow Akiva. The first guy is a Shutif with the Mazik, so if the animal goes again, they both are equally culpable. So then the last guy gets now his full $100, and who pays for it? Both of them pay for it. So therefore, there's only $100 left in the animal, and that $100, only 50 goes to each partner. So then the first guy now is only left with 50. So Fano, Zen and Chamish, Zen and Chamish, Zuz. Chaza, Venogar, Shred, Acher, Shavasayim, but third animal, those were 200. And again, they're all partners. Is a achron neitel pon. If the last guy takes 100, then there's only 100 left. And the second guy is also now a partner, so he loses out. He pays half, so he only gets 50. And from those remaining 50, the first two, the owner and the first guy, gets half of that, 25 each. Shulchan of Chamish Zulish Naim and Shain Dinazov will get Zinazov, which is 25. Says the Gemara, Masdis now Mishnah Mani, who is the author of our Mishnah? The Leiker Bishmol, Leiker Rabbi Kiva, who have mayor, who's a mayor follow? Why not? Because Iker Rabbi Shmol holds about it's merely a chayv. So the Nizik has nothing to do with the animal. Why does he lose out that it transfers? Lechayda, he's the first Baal Chayv, he should get first. Iker Rabbi Shmol, Dama Baal Chayv, as they knew that was that the Mazik owes a debt. Hi, Achen, Isker, this is good, by the way. Why should the last guy get, the first guy should be the one? He's the first Baal Chayv on the scene. He should be getting paid out first, and left over is the next guy's get. Rashi, Rishon is given by for Achren Yafsin, the last guy should lose out. Should any Rishon shoot the boy? The first guy is not involved in any further damages. Should Heishmi Rossi, all of that, you should put it on him. He's Chayib ben Nizikin, that he should be responsible for any damages that occur. This is totally dissimilar to the case we had in Gemara before. We said that if a Baal Chayv was first and the Nizik was afterwards, the Baal Chayv can't jump in and take his first, because the Nizik tells the Baal Chayv, even if you've gone first, since the animal caused damage and the din is I collect from the animal itself, even had it been a Yudashus, I can collect from you. So therefore, the fact that you were alone was first doesn't mean nothing. That doesn't apply here, because here they're all equal. They're all equal in the same way. They're all Nizikin. Actually, he's the Amrim. We say Bamaniach. Kod mu bal chayv zvig biel bal chayv. First, let's look at the house. We don't know if it's bal chayv. It's bal chayv. Mahay to the ask minay mishtalin from this very car that you get damaged. I will get collected bal chayv. The mutz the main lehach bal chayv can't say that. Hecha therefore. Over there, the Baal Chayv gets other things. They're both equal. Both get paid on the animal itself. So the first guy should be the first to collect. Whatever the first guy took from the first one, the second guy, only the balance the second guys take. Whoever's first should be first. Second one, right? So the first part of the mission cannot be Rabbi Shmuel. Navas, Rabbi Kiva. So if it's Rabbi Kiva, the Amar Tura, the Shotruhu, that what? They're all both equal partners. So what do you mean? Hi, yes, by Maisa left over Yachlus Lufana. Why should it go to the guy before him? Should it be divided equally amongst all of them because they're all partners in the damages. The Kulam Abayle should have been divided amongst everybody. So Rashi Yachlus Lufana called Chatzin. It sounds like the last guy gets his full Nezik, then the next guy gets his full Nezik. Why should I get full Nezik? Called Chatzin Lufana if they find Yafsidu.
Yachlus.
The last guy gets his full Nezik. Let's say $200 and three. Gets $100 half, and now there's $100 left in the animal. That $100 should be equally divided amongst all the other ones.
Why do you look at the last guy first? Why don't you look at the first guy? When the first guy did damage, then the victim of the first one becomes a shutafin, so he's got a share in it also.
Exactly.
And work upwards.
We'll see the man. Yachze lekula and ish lefi masha hayule boy mi boyle. Each one should get in there what is owed in it. Amar says Rabbi Elik Rabbi Shmuel. Really, the mission of Rabbi Shmuel. I, Rabbi Shmuel, so how come the last guy gains? Because this is what happened. The Amar Baal Chayv is in the Kashla, your question was, Achen, this condition is this, Rabbi Elay, should have been the first guy. How come you know what happened? So let's say Reuben owns own animal, gored Shimon's animal. Shimon grabbed a hold of the animal. So Shimon now exclusively is in charge of the animal. And then, but while Shimon's reshus, the animal went and caused damage. So Reuben, the owner, is no longer responsible for the damage to Levi. Shimon is entirely responsible. And what happens? And therefore, he becomes now entirely responsible, not the owner. And that's why the last guy gets his full of money. And then there's left over, we work backwards.
But that's only if it's three. Let's say if
each
three,
one grabbed.
If it's four,
each one grabs.
Each one doesn't grab, then it's not a
shame. If it doesn't grab, then the first one gets paid.
If it's not grabbing, then you've got to work upwards.
The other way around, you work downward. The first guy gets paid first. If there's no grabbing,
you work up to the last one.
Yeah.
You don't start from the last one working
down. Freddie Marie Hacher, so, yes, boy, Moise, why does he have his leftovers? Yachzel, Shalafonov. Goes back to the guy before him. Yachzel, the Baila, Boilet. Said the Baila, are totally innocent in the second to last damage. It was the Shamer who did all the damage. So, why should leftovers go to the Shamer? Should go back to the original Baila? Omar Avin Hach, because that literally means, Im Yesh Boy Moise Ben Azakov, if there is any leftovers in the Nezikim, in other words, each animal's damage is less than the guy before him, so there's still something left over, Yachzel Shalfanov, then the guy before still owes all part of it. Rashi gives a chesed, let's go Rashi. Rashi, Lechayda, Yachzel, Lebaile, Lebaile, Dein, Lebaile, Lehafsin, Mundo, why should, so the animal is caused $200 damage, pays out $100, the animal still has $100 worth of value, why should that $100 go to the first guy? The first guy just lost his $100 because he damaged the third animal. So the $100 left in the animal should go back to the first guy, to the owner. Wasn't his responsibility. When the damage, he lost his money. The tough sheni, the thing grabbed it. Now all of shemir, the chen kula, now the shemir is achal lishmer chelik abayil. But here, no, the mishtamen is kaima shali arikul abayilim lagma. Didn't run. Says the Gemara. Im yesh by Rashi. Im yesh by Moise ben Azak. We're talking about it wasn't all equal payments. What happens if the last damage is the smallest, the damage before that was a bit greater and a bit greater and a bit greater, so there's always leftover money. For example, the fourth guy grabbed a hold of the animal, shoved it a mana, his animal was worth 100, that let's say the fourth animal was worth $100, and therefore the mazik owes him half, which is 50. So he only entitled the 50 out of the original animal, which is $200. And the fifth guy only has the fifth animal damage is only $50 worth, so he only gets paid half, $25. So what about the other $25? Goes to the fund, goes to the guy. He was owed 50. He has to pay now 25, so he's still owed another 25. V'chein kulan. Each one, the damage, when they grabbed the animal, they caused damage. The damage that they caused was less than what they were owed as chazinezek. So therefore, each one gets their reimbursement. V'chein kulan. That's what we're talking about here. Something about a bite. Amar Avin Hachi Toin Tak, we learned this way. Im yesh boi moysen the zarkov, yachzel is a fun of it. V'chein kios harav rabbi yechon shum pshi yashoymin nogubo. That man is talking about that it was pshi of shoymin at fault. Rashi Shapshir Shem Nogabal, the Chaivas and Zirk and Shani, Rabbi Shmo, Rabbi Shmo. Says the Gibbard of my kid, Rabbi Shmo, you want to learn in the Mishnah Rabbi Shmo, Yochi, let's look at the Sefer Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon definitely cannot work out Kor Mishmo. Rabbi Shimon says that the last one gets paid out. Rabbi Shimon says, Shoy Shav and Masayim, Shinogach, Shoy Shav and Masayim. The Ein Hanavel Yafakum. So he says over there, Zen Noitel Mother Mother, each one takes $100, so now the Shutfim and the animal. Chosav and Nogach, if he now cause damage again as partners, Shoyd. Acha shavim masayim $200, so they give $100. Each one has to give $50. So therefore, harish ha'achin neitel mona. So the last guy gets his $400, leaves $100 the original animal, and now they divide that 50-50. So the first nizik only gets $50 now. In other words, we treat them like shutfin. Who holds it? That's Rabbi Akiva. Ushel fun of zeh neitel chamish. Chamish. What about the chamish?
Rabbi Shimon also says that you work.
He follows
the last victim downwards.
Shimon says when the animal caused damage again before you collect, you didn't collect yet. Okay. It's you're a partner in it. The nizik is a partner in it.
So you have to now pay to
first, you are a mazik as well, so you have to pay out first, and then you work it back. What about Chosav Nogach Shav Masayim?
Then you work back to you as the first victim.
Yeah, but you're not a victim anymore. You're a partner. Back to the first partner. You split with the owner whatever's left. What happens if Gore the third time? Chosav Nogach Shav Masayim Ha'achron Neitul Manam. The last guy takes 100. Ushul, it's like it's 100. It leaves 100 in the animal, and the ushul follow neitel chamishim, and the middle guy takes $50 because he also loses a part of it. Which naim at a shiny must have $50 divided equally, 25 each. Dina zav. L'cheir asal rabakiva. It only makes sense. Go rabakiva. Dama tu de shutvu. We treat each nizik as if they're a partner in the animal, and every time the animal causes damage, they're equally culpable. Reisha Rabbi Shmuel v'Sefer Rabbi Akiva. When I ask again, I mean, yes, the Hamal Shmuel of Yehuda, we had this a few times raised this Masechta. Yehuda said to Rabbi Shmuel, Shinina, clever one, Shavik Masnisin v'Tor Basrei. Forget the Mishnah, follow me. Reisha Rabbi Shmuel v'Sefer Rabbi Akiva. Exactly that, Rashi. Shavik Masnisin v'Loi Titrech l'Ukm Pluglamei Rabbi Shinu L'Bilcha. Don't learn like you want, be Kasha. I ask a question. Nukme l'Ramei Namik Rabbi Akiva, Uchitovsin Nizikur Shinin, like we said, in my time of Mavkin, Rabbi Akiva. Why did you, L'chayda, don't try to tell me that the Mishnah is really all follows Rabbi Shmuel. And the Ramei Rabbi Shimon are both Agne and Kondi Rabbi Shmuel. Now, L'chayda, Bazei, Rashi, we can ask a question. Why don't we just sign the whole Mishnah like Rabbi Kiva? And even according to Ramei Rabbi Kiva, Ukeshatovsa Nizik, it's talking about the Nizik Rad, like you said before, Ukeshinina. It's two different cases. Let's say it's all Rabbi Shmuel, but the first case is talking about where the Nizik grabbed the animal, and therefore he's totally 100% responsible. And the Sefer is talking about where the Nizik did not grab the animal, and therefore they're only 50-50, they shoot for him. And then glat, everything is Rabbi Shmuel. Why can't we do that? Ukeshinina, in my time, Mavkin Lumen Rabbi Kiva, why did we say it can't be Rabbi Kiva? Everyone got Rabbi Kiva. Why is it Rabbi Kiva? Mishim Diktoni Yachzil Lishulfanov. What was your problem with Rabbi Kiva? Why Lufanov? Vaho Kminion, Imiyesh by Moise Ben Azikin. And we answered, we're talking about this leftovers, and therefore it goes back to before, because he took to first responsibility. Efshel Luk, Rabbi Kiva, Kalak Rabbi Kiva. Because he Yambek Rabbi Shmol, if he learns Rabbi Shmol, Itzach Mez Achidisha, the Achren Achren Nisker. And if each amount of the Nizik is reduced, and the last guy is the guy who gets paid fully out, the commercial hoil the tufts and nizik. The first part of the mission is the chiddush is that if the nizik grabbed the whole of the animal, he becomes 100% responsible, liable for any damages that occur. Nasa olav shem esachar v'kamle b'shus es ezer shus. That's the chiddush of Rab Meir. V'avagav the loy nisham hashoy bebezin. The chiddush is even though he didn't assess in the bezin yet. So if he's not according to Rabbi Shmuel, he's not really an owner, he's only out of debt. But I grabbed a hold of my debt, but the bezin hasn't yet sanctioned it or validated it. So l'cheda, am I really the owner of the animal? And the chiddush of Meir is yes, you are. Kidakob bin Rabbi Shmuel, El Rabbi Kiva, Lamele, Mr. Klal, Rabbi Kodam Kiva, what's the chiddush? But like Fis and Ami Avachnis, even without grabbing the last guy's one of the benefits. Tell you what, Tanan has been learned. Hatokeya l'chaved. If somebody shouts at somebody's ears, or he scares him, he bangs the wall next to him, he scares him. No, he's in Lisela. He has to pay Masela. Masela, which was 4 zuz. Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbi Yehuda says, Moshe Rabbi Yisrael Lili, mana. You got to give him 100 zuz, 25 shlaim. Hugabra, there was a person, as a knas. There's a person, the Tokel Chabre, he smacked his friend, Sholche Rav Tuvia. Rav Tuvia sent him by Masna, the Kamed Rav Yosef Seller. Tzuri, tell us something. Now, when you say Seller, are we talking about a Seller Tzuri, which is 4 zuzim, or talking about Seller Medina, which is an eighth of that, which is a half a zuz? In other words, he holds a half a zuz, and Rav Yosef holds 100, 200 times greater. Amalei Tnesua, we learned in our Mishnah, Vishnaim, Arishayin, and Divrazov, the first two, collect a Dinazov, which is 12 and a half. V'im tzakadatach, tani tana sella medina, if you're talking about a sella medina, niflig v'nisneg, why do you break it down to 25? Break it down further to 12 and a half. Atreis of a sella, since Mishnahs don't like to learn halves, but you're telling me that that the Mishnah, when it talks about the Mishnah, is a sella medina, and a sella medina is a half, so why does the Mishnah say further if he damaged another animal? The first people are relegated to 12 and a half each, which is really 13, 12 and a sella. Tana Kiruchle, was he a handler who peddles, wears least the lazel, go through every single possible case. Even if you say a seller's that, who's have to go through every case? Rashi. I would talk like, oh, is that toughest mishalai, and he was grabbing the lavachel and being a bubble. Rashi says, you don't collect kenosim and bubbles. The shayla is that the guy who got hurt grabbed a hold of this guy's money. Is he entitled to keep it or not? Sela tzuri, dala tzuzim, or sela medina, shemina, shibazai, eighth, vuchatzi, dinner, half a dinner. Chomokim, shishinu, shoyim, kasev, medina, whenever it says.
It's actually interesting that they're in bubble, and they're not talking about the coinage that they had involved, they're talking about coinage in Eretz
Yisrael. I guess they used this, right? Yeah. Had a shmini that eighth leaf like a kativ listen. My sister chazon nagel shalach another shoshav masayim acher neitul money like 100 shofan of 50 shofan of dinazov 25 leaves 22 25 for the mazik and the other guy to divide in half 12 and a half each. Shnayim shnayim a bayil nizik lishon you based in the mesela. Why doesn't it say 12 and a half each? Now nobody the Mishnah doesn't like to do halves, but if you're telling me that a seller means a half a zuz, it's not a half. Say a zuz. Shul chatzidin al shmamna lo tani tana seller dinu lo hochad of polik su lo lo boil mister chatzidin lo chatzayin lo bintu half. Michel Devrain, so what's the bottom line? Says Gemara, Mahavla, what's the bottom line? Pashtu, Mahadom Rav Yudom Rav. We've resolved it from what Rav said. Kol Kesev, Ha'amu Betoides, Kesev Tzuri. Everything that's Kesev Tzuri, it's Tzuri. Michel Devrain is Kesev Medina. Every time you pay the Tzuri, you pay the larger amount, which is Kesev Tzuri, 4 zuz. And every time it's only a Dindir Abundant, you pay the smaller amount, which is an eighth of that, which is a half a zuz. Rashi Shel Devrim could go in high the shiur the rabbanu. Any most of paying this for smacking somebody that's only the rabbanu, so therefore you pay at a small amount. Kesef tuli hasela dala dinner hasela 4 dinner v'hadinah mishkal izov. It weighs like a gold piece. Chen koydin bekushtandra lezov dinner v'hu shnayim u'machzel lemishkal habazel. I guess this other coin, whatever it is 2.5 mishkal habazel. Okay, think about it. Telling about a story. Poshtua, we resolved it. Mahodom, every mana. Sorry, just that. Omle Hugav, Omle, Hugav is a person. Omle Hugav. So what happened was a person who he smacked somebody. Ho yul palga de zuzuhu. And now you're making me pay a penalty to give him what? A salam medina, which is only a half a zuz. Loi bino, what? So the Nizik, sorry, the guy who the Nizik says, you want to give me half a zuz? I don't need it. You know what? Give it to Zdok. Give it to poor people. Then he thought about it. Hadar Amale, he said, you know, change my mind. Neis Veneli, give it to me. Give me that half a zuz. Ezel the Ivida Ben Ashal, I'll go buy myself a cold drink. I want to, give myself something to drink and help heal myself. Question is, can he change his mind? First he said, give it to Zdok, now he wants to change his mind. Amale, Rabbi Yeshua said, Kvar Zochu Be'aniim. Rabbi Yosef said, once you said you'll give it to the doctor, it's too late because I am representative of poor people. There's no poor people here. I represent the poor people. So therefore, it's as if there was Zaych already. How can you change your mind now? Rashi. Since you owe me half a zuz, I thought about it. I'm no longer embarrassed. You owe it to me. And therefore, I'll take the half. So first he says, the mechayiv leave a sula. He says you have to give money half a zul. Ksifli, I'm embarrassed to take it. Lemishkele and nisko, give it to poor people. And then he changes his mind. So Rabbi Yosef said, anan yadani, anan Rabbi Yosef hayigabai b'shili achevul. Tesis asks an interesting question. What do you have to tell me a yadani manan when you say you'll give the doctor? Aren't you mechayiv? Look to taste. Interesting taste. A very important taste. Yadani manan min teime below yadani. Not me mechayiv doctor b'amidah. Kedat kishin pei kamidah shalav pi chazuz doctor. You make a promise to give the doctor. You got to give. This is talking about you. There's a lottery ticket, and you say, if I win the lottery, I'll give 10% to tzedakah. So Taisa makes a big chiddush. The Yeshlema says Taisa that you don't have to give a cent to tzedakah if you win. The Kamoisha ain't other makdish dover shalai balaylam. Just like you cannot make hegdish something which is not yours, it's not yet present, you don't have it yet. Hachinami ain't other nice tzedakah dover shalai balaylam. If you say it gives tzedakah and it's non-existent, even if it does become existent, you're not mechuyev. So if you win the lottery, you don't have to give a cent. And that's why it never helps when you say, oh, if I win, I'll give tzedakah, because he knows you go to a Rav, and the Rav says you don't have to give a cent. Ukeshe Omar Nesve Laniim Havizeh Achayv Kemoshla Balaylam. When you, even over here, there's stronger, because there's a chayv, the guy has to give it to you. But the fact is, he didn't give it to you yet. What do you have? You have nothing. He said, give it to the base of Mikdash. It would not be kinder. But he, true, because the chayv is existing, if he would have said this chayv, not the money, if he said the money, the money that you don't have yet. But if he would use the words, the chayv that this guy owes me, when I get it, I'll give it to Hegdash. This is right, Dov Shabbal Oilam. The chayv exists. At least the chayv because of neder. This guy didn't say that. He just said the money, and the money is not existent. He said, give it to the poor, it's not a neder. The main Tam comes along and says, Pidush, this guy didn't want to get, what kind of person is he? He gives duck and then he retracts. He wanted to use the money now, he needed a drink, and then when he get home, he'll put the back in the pushka that money. This is the famous question we'll talk about. Are you allowed to borrow money from a pushka and then put it back? Is it tzedakah pushka like a non yadanim? If you say the tzedakah caused mine to give it to the gabbai, you can change it. Mishabola yad gabbai also shnoise. Once you gave it to him, fafal. Says he might have right. How do you know you have such a concept that we are representing him? Rav Yehuda said, "Name Mishmuel, Yisaimim einan tzrichim prusbol. Yisaimim do not need a prusbol and shmita v'chein tani rami b'chama. Yisaimim einan tzrichim prusbol. Why not? Because Rabbi Gamliel ubezdinoi avien shel Yisaimim hayu. They are the yadanim. Whatever properties they have, as if the Yisaimim have, and therefore they can collect. Rashi ain't tzrichim prusbol. B'labochil le mishamet shviz l'chayv shlein. Their loans don't get canceled. Danan yadayu the yasmina. We are potentially Yisaimim." It's our duty to help them. Once you give your shtar bezin, there's no, the loans are going to cancel. That's the fact. That's the essence of a prusbul. I'm giving over to you guys, judges.
Both after Hillel, the Could be, good point.
Now the Gemara tells an interesting story. You have to work out what the Gemara is trying to say in the story. Chanan Bisha, there was a guy, Chanan, who was a shameful person. Talk a Leila who Gabra smacked somebody. Also the Kavad Abhuna, so the victim went to Abhuna and complained. Amalei, Rav Huna said, Zil havle paugid zuzi. He said to Chanan Bisha, go pay the guy a half a zuz. Havle zuzi machi. He only had one complete zuz, but it wasn't very clear, so it was not a good currency, and most people wouldn't accept it. Boy le misulei mine paugid zuzi. He wanted to give him half a zuz and give me back change. Lahavim mishtakli. Nobody wanted to take the zuz and give him change. Even the guy, the victim, didn't want to give him back change. You know what he did? Tokole achrine. So he went to the victim, gave him another smack. Says, now I owe you two half zuzim. The Yavanella gave him the full zuz.
So
it
must have been a mazi, he didn't want to give money for nothing. So he had to bring it.
Yeah, but what's the point of the story?
The point of the story is
like Maizu Doim, yeah.
It's not point of the story, except for connecting it back to we had a case before of somebody who did somebody. That's the only.
Yeah, but it's hard to imagine. That's. Okay, there's no much show here.
It says the Gemara starts another incident involving a half zuz, penalty exacted from one that starts another on the ear.
So what are we trying to prove in this story?
This nice happened, and that's it.
Nah, there must be two more to it. I'll find it. Okay, anyway, Rashi. So the macha pchusat zurasay. So the tzura wasn't there, wasn't clear. Nobody wanted it.
So they're saying here, the Gemara starts.